days where you got to do kind of the 2-minute drills and the game type of situations that maybe you didn't already know?
Well, you know, we try to put in different situations. You know, every time we get in a 2-minute drill, give them something a little bit different. And, you know, they did a nice job. Unfortunately, today we had a couple protection errors, you know, towards the end there. So that kind of shut everything down. And the quarterbacks didn't have an opportunity to do too much at the end there.
What's the point of emphasis going into the second preseason game, specifically for the first team offense coming up Saturday?
Really, for the entire team, is to improve from last week. You know, that's what we want to stress every day here, to get better every day, and that's the way it's going to be during the season too, just to get better each week, to go out there and improve on something. And you know, each individual player is going to have something different that their coaches are talking to them about. And then, you know, as an offense, we got to make sure we finish, you know, in the red area. The first two times we had the ball last week, you know, we got stopped in there and turned the ball over one time, and they got a field goal, and we just got to make sure that we finish all those drives.
Can you tell us about talk about how much quicker the ball is coming out with Peyton? Does it have to do a lot with the comfort level he feels with receivers and tight ends now, or is it just something you've noticed over the course of time?
Well, I think the timing, you know, the more he spends with those guys, the quicker things are going to come out. And, you know, when he comes to a new team like this, it takes some time to, you know, get used to everybody. And, you know, with all the calls we make up front, and it's just a matter of getting comfortable with the whole entire offense. And, you know, each day we're trying to get better.
Speaking of that up front, you know, we've kind of seen Manny in a lot of practices, but obviously you've known him a lot better. What kind of player is he? What should we know about him? And
he's one of the best of all time. I mean, his play speaks for itself, really.
No, Manny Ramirez, sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant Manny. Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was like, wow, I just say, that's fantastic. No, Manny Ramirez.
Well, you know, we've got a philosophy here of next man up. And last year when Coop went down, Russ Hockstein came in and did a great job. You know, and Manny's been with the ones, you know, almost the entire camp because Chris was limited early on when we started here. So he's done a great job, and he's fit right in, and we're not going to skip a beat. And that's going to be our philosophy the whole year. Hey, there's going to be some injuries. We're going to miss some guys from week to week, and the next guy steps up, and that's the importance of all the mini camps, OTAs, and training camps, so that when your opportunity does come, you got to make the most of it in this business.
But also maybe some experimentation. We've seen Orlando take some right guard snaps. I know he took a couple at the game the other night.
We do that every year. You have to have position flexibility because you never know when something's going to happen in a game, and you know, we got to make sure we got the best five guys up there, and that's our job as coaches, to decide what is the best combination of five linemen to be playing every week.
Have you been watching Hard Knocks?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
Not wondering.
Too busy doing other things.
Mike, can you just talk as a coach, your thoughts on the replacement officials if we start the season that way, and just, you know, the integrity of the game, all that kind of stuff?
Well, I've got to, regardless, you know, as an organization, you've got to go out and play. So, you know, league will make whatever decisions they want to make, and we'll go on from there.